Just been listening to the episode of the Mathematical Objects podcast about guitars with the fantastic Sam Hartburn as the guest, and it's inspired me to just sort of carry on a little bit, I guess, from some of the bits that were mentioned, because I found it interesting, and I hope that some people might find this interesting too. So the bit I found really interesting was Sam talking about the different harmonics that you get when you pluck a guitar string like this, and you can hear, you can identify a note there. So I'm plucking the E string, so that's the sixth string, or the biggest, thickest string. You can hear that note ringing out, but as Sam said, there's actually, you know, there's more than one note going on there. There's lots of harmonics ringing out, and there's one main one that you can hear, and the reason for that is, well, the way a guitar string works is it's fixed at two ends and free to move in the middle. So guitar string goes from the nut, which is the plastic bit at the neck end, the head end of the neck, and then it's also fixed at the bridge, which is the bit where the string meets the guitar at the body end. And sort of it goes down the length of the neck and over the sound hole if it's an acoustic guitar, or over the pickups if it's an electric guitar. So the stationary points on the string, the fixed points on the string, are kind of key to the string's operation. So when you pluck a string like this, essentially what you're hearing is the string vibrating, and the shape of that vibration is it's stationary at the two ends, and it's wobbling about in the middle, but it's the biggest amplitude, the biggest departure from its resting state, if you like, is in the middle of that string. So it's vibrating backwards and forwards. And that sort of whole string vibration, along with the things that Sam mentioned, like the length of the string and what the string is made of and the thickness of the string and the tightness of the string and stuff like that, that all goes into determining what note you hear, or what the dominant note is when you are listening to someone pluck a guitar string like you just did. Now, as Sam said, there are all sorts of harmonics going on there. The guitar is not the guitar string is not vibrating in that simpler way, but on the simplest level we can look at it as being fixed at two ends and then vibrating in the middle, sort of like the middle's going backwards and forwards and the rest of the string is kind of following that in a nice sort of sine wave sort of shape. Now Sam also said that if we put our fingers down on the string, push the string against the fretboard at a particular point, we are shortening the length of the string, so we're changing those fixed points of the string. So if I put my finger down on the 12th fret and pluck the string, I get this. Okay, so this is the open string where it's fixed at the two ends of the guitar. Now put my finger down on the 12th fret and pluck, I get a note which is one octave higher because I've halved the length of the string. So the string's length is now starting at the fixed points and now at the 12th fret and at the bridge end. And the 12th fret is exactly halfway along the string, or although it should be exactly halfway along the string. I'm going to make this same sound, same note. I'm going to make it by plucking the string in a slightly different way. So here we go. Okay, what's the difference between this and this? Very difficult to tell when you're listening to this, but the difference is this one is done with my finger pressed down on the string, pressing it against the fretboard at the 12th fret, and this one is the open string. Now, that is also an open string. So how am I getting two different sounds out of plucking the same open string? For the higher pitched one, I'm resting my finger on the string. I'm not pressing the string down. I'm resting my finger on the string above the 12th fret. Okay, so I'm resting my finger on the string exactly halfway along the string. And what that's doing is it's actually encouraging the string to make more of one of those harmonics that Sam was talking about. So what is actually happening here on a very, very basic level is I'm kind of setting up another stationary point at the 12th fret, which, remember, is halfway along the string. So I've got a stationary point in the middle of the string, and that was previously where the biggest movement of the string was happening. So I've stopped that happening, and I've set up a stationary point there, and I've still got stationary points at the beginning and end of the string. So actually what's happening when I pluck here is it's a bit like the string has sort of decided it's actually two strings, two strings half the length joined together. So they're vibrating together, but they've now got a fixed point, a stationary point in the middle, a node, if you like, in the middle of the string. Now, this is not strictly speaking what's happening because, like what Sam said, there's lots of different harmonics happening, so all sorts of things are wobbling around, and there's all sorts of notes and things, and the string is doing a sort of complicated dance. But what I've done here is I've kind of encouraged the string to focus a bit more, to concentrate a bit more on doing that harmonic. So now what's actually happening is that the point of greatest movement of the string is actually a quarter of the way along the string, and there's a similar point three quarters of the way along the string. Now, depending on where you're imagining the start and end of the string to be, one of those is almost directly over the sound hole of the guitar. So that sort of half string vibration is now louder because there's a greater amplitude than the whole string vibration. Now I can do other things with this as well. So Sam said in the podcast that the seventh fret is or should be 1/3 of the way along the string's length. Okay, so that's what I get if I pluck the string. I'm now fretting the string at the seventh fret and pluck it. So by fretting the string, I'm kind of separating that string into, I'm cutting off like the first third of the string and letting the second 2/3 of the string vibrate as if it was one string that was 2/3 the length. Now, if I hover my finger, not hover, rest my finger on the string above the seventh fret, I get this. Okay, there we go. So you can see that's a very different, this is the open string again, hovering my finger, resting my finger, sorry, on the seventh fret. I get this noise, okay? So what's happening here is I'm doing the same thing I was doing at the 12th fret, which is halfway along the string. I'm doing that at the 7th fret, which is a third of the way along the string. So now the string is kind of favoring that type of vibration that it's doing. Remember, it's doing all these different types of vibrations sort of on top of each other. But it's now slightly favoring that one where there's a node, a stationary point, if you like, just above the 7th fret. Okay, so I'm sort of cutting off the first third of the string there. And I've got a stationary point a third of the way along the string. But strings don't work in the way that if you have like a stationary point 1/3 away along the string, the other 2/3 vibrates on its own. What it wants to do is it wants to sort of, you've cut sort of the first third off the string, and it's like, no, but the rest of that string is still there. I need to feel whole again. The only way I can do that is by splitting the rest of the string into the right length as well. So actually, if I pluck at the seventh with my finger resting on the string at the seventh fret, it actually sets up a similar stationary point further along the fretboard at the 19th fret, which is if the seventh fret is 1/3 of the way along the fretboard, the 19th fret is 2/3 of the way along the fretboard. So here's the harmonic I get with my finger resting on the string at the seventh fret. And here's what happens if I rest my finger on the string at the 19th fret. There we go. 19th fret, 7th fret, 19th fret, 7th fret, 19th fret, 7th fret. It's exactly the same because with both those harmonics, I'm encouraging the string to sort of split itself into three strings of a third the length each, but they're still kind of joined together. So you get that stationary point. It's not really a stationary point. I'm simplifying things here, but is a stationary point 1/3 of the way along the string, 2/3 of the way along the string, and that last third of the string down at the bridge end, the loudest part of the string, if you like, is the bit of the string that's vibrating halfway between two stationary points. or the two nearest stationary points. So there are three of those points on the string, and one of those is almost directly above the sound hole again. So it's doing its loudest thing right above the sound hole. That's why this is the sound that we're hearing over and above the other harmonics that are there. Right, that's 10 minutes. I'm going to stop waffling now. I hope that makes some kind of sense and is interesting to some people. Thank you, bye.